The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Your guess is as good as mine. Cut out the categories today. The cities with the worst traffic and grunge music. But first time for a few emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
One from a random question we had today. What did you learn from TV or movies? As it was a woman who was hiking in Colorado, part of a retreat. She was by herself, got lost for 4 days in the woods. And basically, she credited Naked and Afraid to some of the survival skills that helped her over those 4 days.
Hey, man, the survival skills she brought up seemed legit. When she filtered swamp water through the burned wood charcoals and threw moss through a rubber glove to have safe drinking water. That would not have crossed my mind, to be
honest with you. No. Guys, this one says, I watched a show about tow trucks. They showed how to right a rolled over semi. Next day, we had a truck rolling inside, and we righted it ourselves from what I learned the night before.
Get out of here.
That's pretty cool.
Damn.
Let's see. On to the birthday requests. What do I got here for you? Guys, can you please wish happy birthday to my friend Alex, please? That from Melody, Dealer's Choice there. Mike, on whatever you want to give Alex on his birthday.
Johnson.
Boo, bitches.
Did anybody else have that in their head all weekend?
It came up a few times.
Okay.
But just watching football, there's a lot of guys with the last name Johnson. So, I mean, it's just the fact the announcer knew it.
Johnson
on 15-yard pass. And I swear to God, this thing went through my head.
That's an old Johnson outboard motor commercial from the 80s.
Yes.
There's actually a whole 30-second song.
Yeah, I get it. I'm just like... We kept playing it so much, then we put it in here.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
So I just kind of kept saying it. Somebody said, what are you talking about? Right? They just didn't have a reference point. I just looked like an insane person.
So you sound like, you know, low-hanging fruit. What an idiot. And it's like, man, I'm singing a jingle, believe it or not.
Well, it was about Johnson outboards and how, like, if you're going to go out in the summertime, enjoy some boating, enjoy some summertime.
Company of a lady.
All those things you can do with your Johnson. Here's the full.
You've got your sunrise. You caught a prize. You're mating your Johnson. Party nights, summer whites. You, your friends, and your Johnson. Rooster tails, water trails. You, your kids, and your Johnson. Saturday nights, distant lights. You, your girl, and your Johnson.
You and your Johnson, a way of life for over 50 years.
Yeah.
At 55, I can attest to that.
54 years.
right. Jesus, you, your kids, and your Johnson.
Well, they're taking the kids out on the boat.
I know.
Your friends, God, your kids, man.
It's not a dirty commercial. No. It's just talking about your boat.
Hey, get your head out of the gutter.
Come on, catching fish.
My bad.
Yeah. Boobish is wishing a happy 33rd birthday to my boat meat buddy, Andy.
To your girl and your Johnson.
Son of a bitch, it says. He's a damn fine electrician, even better friend. Gonna get some turtle sex with a Ray Lewis inspirational speech in there and some dirty Germans. Maybe Coach Ted with some advice on what his 33rd year around the sun will bring him. Oh, thanks, guys. That from Admiral Drewski.
A point that you got to when you came out of your mother's womb, that the cord had to be cut.
Yeah, just so you know, we're bringing Ray Lewis into the bedroom to coach as we have sex.
So, yeah, is that what you're calling it now? It's a coaching?
Yeah.
It's man that just swing.
Swing your damn hips like you mean it.
It's time to take off the leash.
No, say, Ray, too soon.
Snap a picture yourself.
Well, listen. It's your birthday, so do whatever you want. But I would not let Ray Lewis and those Germans into my bedroom, personally. 33 is a good year. Get fired up and, you know, have a shot to Larry Bird.
Morning, guys. Please help me wish my beautiful wife, Zalunda, a happy birthday. Okay. She's an amazing wife and the perfect mom for our two kids. How about a fish sandwich barbershop quartet style and the dirty Germans talking about how sexy 44-year-old moms are? Thanks, guys. That from Jared.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Yeah, first of all, with a name like Zolanda, I imagine you're quite good at everything in the bedroom. But quite frankly, at 55 years old, yes, 44-year-old moms are quite hot.
Yeah, basically, you're younger than one German and basically the same age as the other one. So, yeah, 44 is still attractive.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
To your girl and your Johnson.
Yaws a Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Thank you, Mom. Let's get a contestant on the line now. If we could, for your guess, is as good as mine, 206-803-ROCK. While we do that, a couple of extra emails here. What do I have? From last week, what you overcame in life. Guys, I grew up in a really poor family. I'm one of nine. Alcoholic mom, alcoholic dad. Dad left when I was 11. He was replaced by a heroin addict stepfather who spent all of our money on drugs until we ended up homeless, living in a hotel room with three of my other siblings and parents for a year and a half while trying to attend high school. Got a new house. We were kicked out less than 8 months later.
Jeez.
So I moved out when I was 15 with my brother and sisters. Started working, never stopped, finished high school, got a degree. Now my wife and I have our own home, nice cars. I got a 66 Mustang in the garage. Kids, never let your upbringing determine your future. Thanks, guys. That from Clint. As far as what happened in your home. Patrol is catching up on the podcast on Odyssey. Had to write in. So what happened in our house? Let's go back in time. I was 15, visiting my father on Father's Day. We're just hanging out, and a massive thunderstorm rolls in off the lake. We don't think too much of it. Then boom, big flash, power goes out, and the house shakes. We're looking around, smell smoke. Go out to the garage. The metal door leading outside was on fire, along with the wall. We sprung into action and put the fire out. Decided to check the attic just to be sure that the fire did not spread. While I was up there, I hear tires screech, a big crashing noise, and hear something roll. We came out of the attic to see a car that had crashed into the fire hydrant out front.
Jeez.
Then it rolled three times into the front lawn and narrowly avoided taking out the front porch. Woman was ejected, but she was okay. Once authorities arrived, we found out she was driving not only under the influence, but was driving with a suspended license, and it was not her car.
Ugh.
My dad and I will never forget that Father's Day anytime soon. Good times. Thanks for all you guys do. That from Noah, the lineman from Rochester, New York.
Damn.
That's a crazy way to spend a Father's Day.
And of course, you hit the fire hydrant when something's on fire.
And one more for you, Ted. We were talking about puddings. And when you go to the UK, how just about everything seems to be a pudding.
Pudding.
Right, because there's like blood pudding, then there's the Yorkshire pudding, which is like a savory little puff pastry, and then I think they actually have sweet regular pudding.
Okay, it says all the materials.
Do they?
Yeah.
I just never hear of like pudding as we perceive pudding here.
The word pudding itself comes from, is it Botellus in Latin?
Sure.
Which means small intestine, which then morphed into the French boudin or boudin?
Boudin.
Or boudin. Boudin.
Which would never make sense, right? Intestine.
French. Yeah.
Which means black pudding. Hence the name black pudding itself. These days, don't even bother trying to define or classify it. More often than not, pudding means something savory, like Yorkshire puddings or steak and kidney pudding. But the word pudding itself can also mean dessert. So in the Pink Floyd song, when the old crowd says, how can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat? What he's basically saying is you're not getting dessert if you do not finish your dinner. What Americans and Canadians will know as pudding, like Jell-O, is just a thick custard.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have that thick custard for pudding after you've eaten your main course. Cheers, bitches. That from Sean in England.
Yeah.
So he definitely should know.
Thank you, Sean.
All right, time for a little your guess. This is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. You pick from one of two categories, then try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out, then we just lose our contestant.
We did.
On your guess, this is as good as mine. All right.
His name was Jeff, if it matters.
And Jeff Scott. All right, guys, you're going to play.
So trust people named Jeff.
Play amongst
and
yourselves.
And spell the G-O-E-F-F.
Geoff.
Geoff. I am Geoff.
Geoff Tate.
Geoff Tate.
Your two Jeff categories.
Tate, damn it.
In honor of Stay Away from Seattle Day, we have the 10 best Seattle grunge bands of all times. Also, if you're stuck in traffic, we have the 10 cities that have the worst traffic in the United States. Do you guys want to go the cities with the worst traffic? Or in honor of Stay Away from Seattle Day, 10 of the best Seattle grunge bands of all times.
My problem is, like, I feel like we should go grunge, but I can only think of, like, five or six from Seattle specifically. But then, as we're discussing, can you name a grunge band that's not from Seattle? Based on what everyone else said, it's a little malleable. You guys want to go grunge bands?
I think we can get
we're
that.
We're at the rock station.
Yeah, let's go grunge.
Let's do
all
it.
Right. All right. After the glossy pop records dominating the mid-80s charts, the world of music needed a real shot of hard, raw rock and roll. The antidote came in the shape of grunge, a mighty distillation of punk attitude and heavy metal volume pioneered by a group of remarkable bands and musicians from Seattle, America's great Pacific Northwest. Accordingly, the grunge era donned lots of plaid flannel shirts, turned the Marshall stacks up to 11, and we celebrate now the top 10 greatest Seattle grunge bands of all time. And look, grunge was a label that was put on Seattle bands from somewhere else.
Yeah.
And we've discussed this before. It's not what any band identifies himself as. But as you look back at the documentary on the Brat Pack.
Sure.
They never want to be known as a Brat Pack. Rob Lowe, Andrew McCarthy,
all
those
guys.
Well,
no band called themselves rock and roll. The DJ called it rock and roll.
So we have
hip-hop, rap. I mean, you name it, man. Usually someone else came up with the name.
Okay, you guys want to throw out any guesses here on the 10 greatest Seattle
should we do the obvious ones?
There's a little band called Nirvana, I think.
Nirvana's number one, the most known, and obviously the biggest of the Seattle grunge bands. Kurt Cobain's influences range from the Beatles and the Knack to Black Sabbath and Black Flag.
I mean, Alice in Chains.
Alice in Chains, number two, fronted by Lane Staley. Alice in Chains sold almost 20 million albums worldwide. Their landmark Second Dirt shifted around a quarter of these on its own.
That's a great album.
Steve, you got one of two shots to make number three to get us actually in consecutive order here.
Soundgarden.
Soundgarden is number two.
You just said Alice in Chains is number two.
Number four.
Oh.
Alice in Chains is number four. Soundgarden.
He's number illiterate. He can read words, but not numbers.
Sorry. All led by the talented and much-missed Chris Cornell, Soundgarden were the first of the Seattle grunge contenders to sign a major record deal. Their Billboard 200 topping Super Unknown is still arguably their best album.
Does it matter if the band is basically this, once they change names? Like, I would put Mother Love Bone on there, but that's basically Pearl Jam.
Mother Love Bone is number seven.
All right.
They say an unbelievable band, short-lived. Featuring future Pearl Jam and Soundgarden personnel. Their lone LP, Apple, was released in the wake of frontman Andrew Wood's drug-related death.
Then I will say Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam is number three. Fronted by Eddie Vedder. Their lineup also includes former members of Green River and Mother Love Bone. And their debut 10 went platinum 13 times over.
Which is ridiculous.
The band has gone on to sell over 60 million records worldwide.
And no one knows what Eddie has said in all these years.
They're bigger than that whole thing to me.
Yeah, they've transcended something at this point.
So Nirvana, right?
Right. There's a few of those bands in the world. To me, Pearl Jam's one of them.
I appreciate this. Someone on the text line says, The new originals, man, as much as I'd like, I think we're number 11 on the list. I think we come in at number 11. We didn't quite crack the top
10. We didn't get the commercial success as the rest of the
year. You know, that's all it is, man. We just never got the break because we played other people's stuff. How about Green River?
Green River, great guess, number 10. Arguably the grunge trailblazers, featuring members of Mudhoney and Pearl Jam. Sub Pop described their 1987 EP, Dry as a Bone, as ultra-loose grunge that destroyed the morals of a generation.
Let's go ahead and follow the breadcrumbs to Mudhoney.
Mudhoney, number 5.
All right.
Formed by ex-Green River mainstays Mark Arm and Steve Turner, their debut single, Touch Me, I'm Sick, and Super Fuzz Big Muff remain key grunge era releases.
How about
Screaming Trees?
Ooh,
I like that.
Screaming Trees, great guess, not on the list, and I don't know why.
Does STP count?
Well, they're not from Seattle.
They're not from Seattle. They're from San Diego.
All right. I was thinking Queensryche. Never mind.
How about Tad?
Tad, number 8.
Thank you, Texter. By the way, I have a Tad album at home. I completely forgot about him / the band.
How about Grunt Truck?
Grunt Truck. Good call.
Grunt Truck is an amazing band. They are not in the top 10. Unbelievable. You guys are missing one supergroup.
Oh, Temple of the Dog.
Number 6. Chris Cornell was Andrew Wood's roommate, and he wrote two highly affecting songs, Reach Down and Say Hello to Heaven, in tribute. They appeared on Temple of the Dog.
Match point here.
All right, before we say anything, are the Melvins punk or are the Melvins grunge?
They are a huge influence on the young Kurt Cobain. Melvins are number 9 on the list. You guys ran the table.
Really?
Yes. All right. The 10 best Seattle grunge bands in order. Nirvana, number 1, followed by Soundgarden, 2, Pearl Jam, 3, Alice in Chains, 4. Mudhoney was 5, Temple of the Dog, 6. 7, Mother Love Bone. Tad is 8, or Tad Garden sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
9, the Melvins, and 10, Green River. There you guys go. You're on the table.
Somebody here says Audio Slave. Are they from Seattle? No, I guess 3/4 are from L.A. Mm-hmm. There was the musicians in Rage Against the Machine, and then Cornell as their singer.
I only wouldn't count them just because the bulk of the band is
Rage.
Right,
the bulk of the band is Rage.
Yeah.
Someone says Mad Season, not bad.
That's a great call.
That is a fantastic call, and I think they should actually be on the list.
It was one album.
But people say Candlebox. I don't know if Candlebox qualifies as grunge. They came out at the same time. They came out of the same city, but I don't know.
I don't know if I count them as grunge.
They were straight up
they're
rock.
In the Presidents of the United States,
guys. Yeah.
So just a little bit after
I
that.
I think
still
they're
very
better
popular,
than that.
Still very, you know, successful in what they did, but just, I don't think they fit
Sonics.
In Sonics are great. Yeah. That first album from the Sonics is probably one of the best ones of all time. Then you got bands like the Farts.
Mm-hmm.
They were like huge influences in the punk scene and Duff and all those guys.
You know, Candlebox was the first band to sign with Maverick Records, which was Madonna's record label.
Really?
Yep. She started a record label called Maverick Records, and the first man she signed, I don't know if she signed them, but the first band the label signed was Candlebox.
Get out of here.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Come up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, so come up in just minutes. We'll drink and toast for the show of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. A new study says TikTok challenges could come with deadly consequences.
They're just now piecing this together.
We've been covering this for years to question what it is in these stupid challenges. Again, we did stupid stuff when we were kids. Things that would get us hurt. But these kids are poisoning themselves. They're poisoning themselves. They're knocking themselves unconscious like they're on purpose. They're choking themselves out. They're eating the dogs.
Right. I mean,
they're eating the chips. They got pulled off the show.
The one chip challenge. All this stuff.
Like,
this is not. They've been covering this since TikTok came out.
Right.
I mean, They kind of go hand in hand. The TikTok challenges, not all of them are dangerous, but the ones you tend to hear about most are the dangerous ones.
Right.
And you know why? Because they're dangerous.
Yeah. There were.
I don't hear about the dance off because nobody cares.
Right. Look, when I was a kid, it was Jackass. Everybody watched Jackass, right. And they told you right out in front, don't do what we're about to do.
We know you're going to, but we are telling you.
I had friends that did what they did.
We grew up with the evil Knievel. Every kid I knew, like, hey, man, I'm going to jump 15 trash cans. We never tested to see if we could jump just one.
Right.
We're setting up all 15. You covered three.
You made your own ramp.
Yeah, right. You made your own cheap-ass plywood and a cinder block from somewhere, and everybody ate it.
Right. I don't know why these challenges are legit deadly is the problem.
They are.
You know, it's like playing chicken with trains.
Yeah, but I mean, much like Jackass, it's you know, every generation is going to blame the next thing, but it's like, you did it too.
Right.
Equally as bad of an idea.
And you know, I don't mind if you do stupid things. You know, the cinnamon challenge. You guys remember that?
I've done it.
Ted did that.
There you go. It was just dumb. Fine, do it. Do things that make you look stupid, 100%. Don't damage yourselves. If you see people doing something that's going to damage them, you can see they're in major pain. They're going to the hospital.
Right.
Don't do it. It's not a challenge. You're killing yourself. Mm-hmm. Stop it. A shocking number of parents say that their kids are growing up with no friends.
Hmm. Huh. That is weird.
And it's basically in the interactive stages of life is what the study was saying.
What do they mean?
There are those years as you grow up where kids are very social creatures.
Sure,
you know, you see them all the time. They're going up, they're saying hi to everybody and every animal that's out there, and they're being very social and very interactive. This kind of day and age of they were kind of saying this day and age of the video vegetable. They're not being taken to these places where they can socialize.
Oh, right.
And it's only down to like 20% of parents said that their kids weren't didn't have any friends. They had a sense of loneliness because they didn't have friends. It's like, get them out to these places. Take them to playgrounds. Take them to daycares. Take them wherever it is.
A playground for the kid is like the bar for an adult.
You bet.
Yeah. I mean, even if it's just a friend for the day.
Right.
But it's always, hey, me and Jimmy. Who the hell is Jimmy? But it's another kid roughly their age. They both like swings. That's what they're going to do.
And you don't put it into this context, but they learn social skills by doing that. They learn how to break through the awkward of saying hello to a complete stranger, finding that common ground, and actually living life and making friends together.
One of my son's best friends to this day is all because at the playground, Maple Leaf, kid came up to him and said, hi, my name is. They've been tight ever
Bam.
Since. Like, that was it. That was their whole introduction, but you're at the playground. And
exactly. Yeah.
See this kid five times a week now.
And it gets you ready for school, where then you're going to be surrounded by a whole bunch of other kids all the time, every day, mm-hmm. that you now have to figure out how to interact with.
I've seen it in action, too. You got to be careful. If you're a kid and you take another kid with you to the park, once you get there, the bets are off.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
Just, I've seen two kids going to a park together, and one kid just makes a new friend real quick. And
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, well, what's going on? It's like, it's the park, dude.
You got third wheeled, man.
Yeah.
Welcome to the park, punk.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying, right? You're like, you never know.
I own the slide.
A new study says eating grasshoppers may improve your sleep, hair, and even libido.
Hmm.
I'm okay with bad sleep, hair, and libido.
I wonder where the study came from. Is it the same kid that was eating glue in second grade? Like,
they probably have a ton of protein.
Well, I guarantee they do.
Yeah.
There's one guy with great hair, sex life, and sleep, and he's like, I don't know, I just eat grasshoppers.
I'm like, all right, this proves it.
I'll continue my bald pattern. And
God. Does anybody know which Tasty Treat just celebrated its 60th birthday? 60 years ago, not quite today, but a couple days ago.
Or a treat? Like, in other words,
a treat.
So like a Twinkie.
Like a Twinkie? That's not bad.
Is that considered a treat?
A Twinkie? I would put it...
I would call it a treat.
A Twinkie, as a treat, but no, it is not the Twinkie. Ted, go ahead and open up that bag that I gave you there, buddy. It is officially time. The treat that just celebrated its 60th birthday is none other than the delicious confection known as...
Yeah!
Pop-Tart!
Oh, nice!
Okay.
And while we are all well-versed in this colorful confection, I bet there's some things that you didn't know.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 things you didn't know about Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
Because of the binding nature of this tasty pastry, it's best if you consume it with a beverage of your choice. However, if you accidentally punch a hole in your drywall, you can easily use a Pop-Tart to fill in that space instead of a run to the hardware store. They have a shelf life of roughly 132 years, so just apply a heaping helping of joint compound, smash it in place, sand, and paint to color. You're welcome.
I'm going to take this moment to say that our own VD is not a contractor. I would take his advice with a grain of salt.
I do like you got to me the two classic flavors, the frosted strawberry and the brown sugar.
Yeah. That's right.
I feel like those are the only two you see everywhere now. Yeah, they tried a lot of different combos, but if like those are the two that clearly the public has said, no, man, we're good with these two.
S'mores has been a mainstay with my family since I was a kid.
Did your parents ever get you the plain Pop-Tart, the unfrosted Pop-Tart?
No, they did not. However, that's the first thing on my list is that the unfrosted ones are actually worse for you.
What?
Yeah. It's wild, dude.
It's long been a matter of internet debate how our frosted strawberry Pop-Tart's 200 calories, while the unfrosted are 210. Clearly, this is just another sign that you should stop messing around with the bare pastries and eat Pop-Tarts as nature intended.
Yeah.
Lots of sugary icing. I don't know how that works, but it does.
It does.
I've known that stat for years, and it still boggles my mind. You're just like, well, it's the same Pop-Tart, except we added a layer of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Frosty. But somehow...
That's healthier.
It has less calories.
Sales have actually gone up for 32 years straight. Since the early 80s, Pop-Tarts have been on a hot streak. Business minds attribute it to the increase in working moms and focus on quicker breakfast. More speculative scholars point to a millennial's refusal to stop eating s'mores breakfast pastries. Thank you. Either way, these things aren't slowing down. Sorry, the s'mores is the best hands down for me. I was always, the brown sugar cinnamon was the best when I was a kid. And I did bring you guys a handful of them. Ted was right. I brought you guys a couple of them for you to enjoy here.
Frosted strawberry.
Attaboy. But the brown sugar cinnamon was always my favorite, but s'mores was also just right up there along the top.
I think I've only had the s'mores once, and that was years ago. It wasn't bad. I just don't see it as much as I see the other ones.
Sure.
So, like, at the convenience store, they'll sell, like, the two-pack. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and buy Pop-Tarts. And honestly, I don't know the last time I toasted.
I feel, agreed.
They don't know.
I barely ever did.
As a child, I always did. Then as an adult, when I get them, I'm like, we're perfectly good cold.
One that I always
I would say, too, like, in Baltimore, like, we had a vending machine at that studio.
Nice.
And I don't know about you, Thro. I had a lot of Pop-Tarts
in there. Yes. They were kind of the best thing in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One that I only ever see, like, in opened boxes at the gas station is Hot Fudge Sundae. And those are some of the ones. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Those are really good ones. Some more fun things that you might not have known about Pop-Tarts. They make excellent donuts and ice cream sandwiches. Carl's Jr. took Pop-Tarts one step further in 2013 with Pop-Tarts ice cream sandwiches. And just this year, Donut Bar blessed SoCal with an 11-pound donut hybrid Pop-Tarts.
11 pounds?
11 pounds.
Good Lord.
Yeah, taking
I don't think I've ever had the ice cream sandwich Pop-Tart, but if I saw it, I would buy it.
All right, that looks decent, man.
Right? I mean, you figure it works. They do ice cream sandwiches with cookies. With a Pop-Tart, it's going to be just the same there. Seinfeld took 2 years to write a joke about him.
Two years.
So we can only imagine what kind of toaster-themed scripts Jerry and Larry left on the NBC floor.
We gotta do this joke about Pop-Tart.
Right, there's just nothing funny about the Pop-Tart other than it's kind of rolled with the times. I feel like there's been themed Pop-Tarts throughout all the different generations and whatnot, and it's
did they do a pumpkin spice Pop-Tart at the...
They've got to.
I'd just be shocked if they don't.
They've got to.
I mean, I'm looking at their website. They got some new stuff out. Got a frosted banana bread one.
Ooh.
Apple Jacks, apple cinnamon Pop-Tarts.
I think I've had those. They're fantastic.
All right, give that a try, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if they have a pumpkin one, though.
I don't think I've had a Pop-Tart that I didn't like.
You know, that's a good, other than the unfrosted one.
Right.
And it's not that they're bad. It's just not.
They need the frosting.
It's like an unfrosted cake for a kid. It's
yeah.
Like, the cake is still good, but I want the frosting.
There was briefly a Times Square store that sold sushi. So in 2010, Pop-Tarts joined peers like M&M's in New York's premier sensory overload Times Square. Pop-Tarts World was 3,200 square feet of relentless pastry action. It had hourly light shows, a vending machine that let you build your own Pop-Tart pack, and a cafe that served sushi. It closed the next year because somehow the public wasn't into strawberry frosted sashimi.
Go figure, man. Come on.
I mean, it looks wild. Just, you know, it's got the Pop-Tarts varietizer over here. Like, it was all done up.
That is legit.
And to be honest with you, I've been to M&M World and Hershey World in Vegas. Like, if they made a Pop-Tart World, I'd be all over that.
Have you had a raspberry frosted Pop-Tart?
Yes.
Okay. Usually I like raspberry as far as your fruit. Fake
sure.
Fruit kind of thing. Raspberry's my jam. Someone says, we only get Pop-Tarts as a treat when we go camping. Brown sugar, cinnamon, and frosted berry, preferably raspberry. Did not know that they had a raspberry one. And someone here says, I've tried almost all the limited edition Pop-Tarts, but nice. Brown sugar's still the best. Also, the pumpkin spice one is trash. So they have They have had one. All right.
Yeah, you know what? You're right, too. Like raspberries, I don't generally eat raspberries, but if you have like a breakfast pastry.
With raspberry, like that's my go-to.
Yeah.
Every time.
Nice. There used to be grape and French toast flavors. They sadly locked several old flavors in the crypt. Some took another breakfast staple and made it portable. Others were grape, and they're all dearly missed.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, French toast you figured had to be good.
Right. That's just a home run all day.
I like a Pop-Tart crypt.
Does anybody remember the original spokesman for Pop-Tarts?
Was his name like Poppy?
It wasn't Poppy, no.
Tart Boy.
His name was Milton, and he was a toaster. Milton the Toaster.
I don't remember him.
Yeah, Pop-Tarts employed Milton as its pitch man. Milton was an animated toaster, but he was neither brave nor little, and he had no friends to speak of, so he was eventually canned. They just got rid of him.
Now I'll have to ask the captain if he's ever been on the SS Guppy. I get a feeling. I bet
he likes to insert things in his head.
He almost looks like the glove from Hamburger Helper.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Right? Hold on, let me look at that.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Right, the same kind of...
Milton the Toaster.
Yeah.
Does anybody remember what the first flavors of Pop-Tarts were? There was four original flavors.
I mean, I'm assuming the frosted strawberry and the brown sugar were two of them.
That's two of them. Chocolate?
Chocolate.
Not the chocolate. No. There's another berry that's involved.
Raspberry?
Blueberry was number three.
Oh, yeah. God, I vaguely remember that from childhood.
And then the one that went discontinued, anybody remember apple currant?
No.
No.
Really? That didn't work?
I do. The apple currant changed quickly, though, as Kellogg soon discovered that no one knew what the hell a currant was and switched the flavor to apple berry instead because, does anybody know who influenced the name Pop-Tarts? Famous artist, as you would say, Teddy's more into the weird type
Andy Warhol.
Andy Warhol. Says not wanting to repeat Post's Country Squares fiasco, Kellogg's turned into a hip cultural scene for the name ideas for its new product, specifically Andy Warhol's Pop-Tart art movement.
Huh.
He did a lot of art with Pop-Tarts?
I guess. I don't know.
He did art with everything. It's just amazing to think that Andy Warhol, who's like this iconic artist guy, like, yeah, he also came up with the name for Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. But then the number one thing that you might not have known about Pop-Tarts, they only exist because Post messed up a marketing campaign. When 1964 began, Kellogg had no plans to make Pop-Tarts. But then, arch-rival Post announced an exciting new product. It's funny how those two tend to go toe-to-toe there.
The Coke and Pepsi, I mean, the breakfast always, world.
Right, and remember, but Post was the first dude. Kellogg worked for him. And then that's basically
I think that's reverse.
I wouldn't take that bet.
Okay, I would. Either way, one worked for the other and then created the other. It was a fruit-filled pastry that wouldn't spoil and didn't even need to go in the fridge. Kellogg should have been cursing heavily under its breath, only Post botched the product rollout in two major ways. One, after promising the pastry, Post took months tinkering with it in the lab, allowing Kellogg plenty of time to concoct its own version. Two, some Post exec decided to name the things Country Squares. Sounds dumb now, but in the 60s, squares were also dweebs, so customers immediately thought of lame bumpkins, making the name even more more disastrous. Says, as you'll see in the ad above, Post tried to rechristen them Toastums, but it was far too late.
That makes sense, because even, well, like back in the day, you described somebody as square. He's square, man.
He's a square.
But it's funny, because, you know, they have a candy called Nerds.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, yep, no problem.
That's fine.
Yep, cool.
Squares used to also be, I always thought, a kind of a cool nickname for a cigarette.
Yeah, when a guy asks for a square, he's probably very old, but yes.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They called them squares.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, all right, then.
You know, I mean,
you know why? Because they're cylindrical, so it makes complete sense.
Absolutely.
I bet I haven't heard that term since I was in high school, but I remember, like, dudes always being like
say, Candy got a square?
Well, I'll just be like, can I get a square? I'm like, I don't smoke. I have no idea. Maybe they call them squares because they come in a little box.
Even then, that's square.
Maybe that's it. Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. Or they don't know their shapes.
A man in Georgia was given a ticket for speeding, but the fine's a little hefty there, Miles.
How much was that fine?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.